Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, Text Number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 5th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Anata Vidyam Sakre Sattata Sankha. We are discussing this verse yesterday. Anartha. This anartha means this material civilization. There is no need, and still we have accepted it. That is called anartha, meaningless. There are hundreds and thousands of anarthas. As it is stated, that Sutubhyadini Rajendra Ninam Santi Sahasra. Sahasra means thousands and thousands. Because we have created anartha, unnecessary necessities of life, therefore, we have to know, we have to learn, we have to teach so many, unwanted. There is a problem now, especially in the Western countries, unwanted population. They do not want, but it is increasing. Similarly, unwanted necessity, this is called anartha. Simple thing, just like we require some food, that is essential. We cannot live without taking food, that is not possible. So, Krishna is giving very simple formula that annad bhavanti bhutani. If there is sufficient quantity of anna or eatables, then people become very nice, well satisfied, either animal or man. If he can eat sufficiently, he is satisfied. Tarnad bhavanti bhutan. Bhavanti means flourishing. He becomes healthy, he becomes strong, and he can think nicely, he can walk nicely. So anna is required. But simple method is given how anna is produced. That is also given. Annam bhavanti bhutani pajanyat anna sambhava. If there is sufficient rain, then you can easily produce food grain. Just like this year, the rain is sufficient. Everywhere we go, it is green. Green means sufficient food for the animals. And if the field is very soft, you can till it and you can get easily, very nicely food stuff. Therefore, pajanya, water, rain is required. Pajanyat, anna sambhava. And jagyat bhavati pajanya. And by performing yoga, there will be cloud and rain. That is, yoga is required. In this age, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to perform the Vedic ritualistic yoga. It requires tons of ghee and food grains, but people have nothing to eat even. But Shastra has made it very easy. Yajnai sankirtanai prayai jajantihi sumedhasa. If you perform the sankirtan yajna, then it is as good as any other yajna. Yajna means to satisfy the Yajna Purush, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. So, in the Kali Yuga, simply by performing Yajna, you can satisfy the Supreme Lord. Yajnai saṅkītanai prāya, jajanti hi sumedha. We have seen in many places, by performing Yajna, the Sankirtan Yajna, where it was very dry, rain has fallen. This is practical. So, things are very easy. But, instead of producing food grains, we are producing goodyear tires. So how we can eat? Now when there is scarcity of foodstuff, you cannot eat the goodyear tires. But people's attention has been diverted in the industrial activities. They are given allurement. Come here, I shall give you 20 rupees per day. You give up your agricultural activities. You come in the factory, produce tire, tube, iron, stool, and so on and so on. So we are violating the orders of Krishna. Krishna says that produce food grain. But we are producing unnecessary things. And therefore you are suffering. Krishna is giving very good advice. Anna bhavanti bhutani. He produce sufficient food grain all over, not only here. Another unearthed thought is this nationalism. Nationalism. This is America. This is India. This is Africa. This is Australia. What? Hisavasam idam sarvam. Simple thing, everything belongs to God. Isava. There is no scarcity. I have studied very thoroughly that there are sufficient land still without any cultivation. In Africa I have seen sufficient land, but they are utilizing it for producing coffee and tea, no food grains. So these are the unorthodox, unorthodox, unless people will not die without coffee and tea, but they have made the whole world such dependent on coffee and tea, mercantile policy, there is unorthodox. So unorthodox, if you want happy life, peaceful life, progressive life, then you have to curtail this unorthodoxy. Without curtailing these unorthodox, unwanted things, you cannot become happy. So that is recommended here. The unorthodoxy sakshat bhaktim adhokhadi. As soon as you become a devotee, all unorthodox become immediately vanquished. Just like here, these Europeans and Americans, they are accustomed to unorthodox from the very beginning of their life. And the latest unorthodox was their intoxication, LSD. But by bhakti yoga, because they have taken to bhakti yoga, very easily they have given all these habits. Even government is surprised. In Europe, and especially in America, their government is spending millions of dollars to stop this LSD habit. They cannot do it. They praise our movement in this connection. And as soon as one comes to this movement, he immediately gives. Immediately, without any hesitation. I make this first condition that you have to give up all kinds of intoxication. Not only LSD, but even drinking tea, coffee, smoking, everything you have to. Chewing, pan, everything. And they agree. We do not make any compromise that you can do any nonsense and still you become initiated, give me some money. No, we don't make such a. You must first of all agree to give up all these sinful activities, then I can accept you, I can initiate you. This is our process. So, compulsory, the government is trying to make compulsory, but that cannot, you cannot make a person honest simply by legislation. He must be vimarsana, prayaschitta vimarsana. One must be fully conscious that what I am doing, it is wrong. Then anarthani bhitti. Just like a person who is a thief, he knows that I am stealing, and if I am arrested, I will be punished. He knows that. And he has seen that one thief is arrested. So we get two kinds of experiences. One kind of experience by hearing. If you do this, then the result will be this. That is hearing. And one kind of experience by directly seeing. So the thief has both. He has seen that is the thief has been punished, and he knows by hearing from the law books or from religious books that stealing is not good. But still he commits repeatedly, again and again stealing. Why? Because he has no knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is essential. That knowledge can be revived. This is Krishna Kirtana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahabhag Dabhagni Nidbhapanam Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadi Jivanam Anandam Buddhivadhanam. You want Ananda, Anandamaya Vyasa. Everyone is seeking after Ananda. So, Purnanam Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtana. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation. So, Bhakti Yoga means chanting. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is the beginning. Hear about Vishnu, chant about Vishnu. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. No, not any other. Shastra says Vishnu. But there are many rascals. They say you can chant any name. Why? Why the Shastra says Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu? Chanting and hearing about Vishnu, not for any other God. That is not recommended. But they may, because they are impersonalists, they have no God. God means imagination. But God is not imagination. God, here is Krishna. He is not imagination. He says, Aham Adhiri Devana. I am the origin of everyone. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvang Pravartate Iti Matta Bhadante Ma Buddha Bhava Samarandita. So because you do not know what is God, so our life is void. But here Krishna is personally coming. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bhar. What is that glani? Dharmasya glani. That you are very dharmic, so-called dharmic, but you have no understanding what is God. That is nonsense. That is not dharma. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means the order of God. That if you do not know God, if you manufacture your God, God has no head, no mouth, no nose, nothing, maybe ultimately zero. Ultimately zero. So, there are two kinds of dangerous persons. One person is atheist, agnostic. And another person is mayavadi, impersonal. Nirvishesha sunnavadi. Therefore, these two things are mentioned. Mayavadi, when God has no head and no leg, and Shunyavadi, there is no God. So the person who says there is no God, he is gentleman, because he does not believe. But the person who takes the shelter of Vedas and professes that I am Vaidic, I am Vedantic, and refuses the form of God, he is more dangerous. It is the statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vedna maniya bodha hoila nasti. Vedasraya nastikya vad bodhoke odhi. The nasti, the buddhis, they are called nastik, according to our shastra. Because Lord Buddha denied the existence, the authority of the Vedas. Nindasi jagga vidhiraha suti jatam sadaya ridaya darsitapa sughatam kesavadhita buddha sarira jaya jagadisa kesavadhita buddha sarira. Kesava Krishna has come taking the form of Lord Buddha. We Vaishnava, we worship Lord Buddha as the incarnation of Kesava Krishna, but we don't accept his philosophy. So there is a great history. We have mentioned many times. So these buddhis, they say that we do not recognize your Vedas. So Vedna maniya bodha haila nasti. That's why we call them agnostic. They do not. Because why? We do not accept them authority. Because if you do not accept the authority of the Vedas, then you become godless immediately. Because Krishna said, Vedaishta sarvai aham eva vedam. If you do not understand Vedic knowledge, if you do not understand Vedanta, if you do not understand Upanishad, without understanding this Vedic knowledge, understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is vague. It is no clear. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has said, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatri ki Vidhin Vina Oikanti ki Harer Bhakti Utpataeva Kalpate. If one is not in awareness of the conclusion of Vedas, conclusion of the Smriti, conclusion of the Purana, and Pancharatri ki Vidhin, Narada the Pancharatri, a Hari Bhakti, without reference to this Vedic literature, Srila Rupa Goswami has said, Utpa, simply disturbance. Simply disturbance. Manufactured. They will manufacture somewhere. There are so many unorthodox. If we come to detail, it will take long, long time. Anyway, if we want to, I mean to say, abolish all kinds of unorthodox, unwanted things, then you must take to Bhakti Yoga. Then everything will be clear. Everything will be clear, very clear. Sinnatang Sakata. This Sinnatang Sakata, just like you are so kind enough to come here to hear about Krishna, Krishna consciousness. By this process, this has been recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthane sthita sudigatang tanuvang manovi. You remain in your place. You don't require to become a sannyasi, mendicant or brahmachari or change your place. No. When Ramananda Rai quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was discussing about the aim of life and the process of reaching the aim of life. He mentioned so many things, karma, jnana, yoga, etc., so many things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, iha bajjo age kahova. Yes, this statement is not very important. If you know still farther more, you can say. So in this way, state by state, when Ramanandara came to this conclusion that Jnana Prayasam Udapasa Namanta Eva Sanmukhritana Bhavadiya Vartam Sthane Sthita Sutikatana Tanuvana Manohi Prayasa Ajitopi Jitapasi Tai Sthilakyam. This is the statement that remain in your flesh, but hear from the authority about Krishna, then everything will be clear. Sinnatam sakada Krishna punnasabhanakita. Even if you do not understand a word, but if you hear from the realized soul about Krishna, then riddham kasta vadrani vidhunati suhitsatam. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddhesi vadhunatishtas. If we become sincere to hear about Krishna, then Krishna will help us. Tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam kriti bhuvam dadami buddhi yogam. In giving them, this is the process. Tesam evanu kampatham aham agyana jantama nasayami. These things are there. Therefore, if we want to abolish all unwanted things of life, simply we come to the spiritual platform, because that is our aim. Athāta brahma jignāsa. This human life is meant for spiritual understanding, not for any other purpose. Tasyaiva hita prajati hita kovita, sastra recommend. Only for spiritual understanding engage your activities. And what will be other things about my family life, worldly life? That is safe. That kallabhati dukkha vadanna tas sukham. Just like you don't aspire, don't wish for distress condition, it comes upon you. Similarly, whatever happy condition in your life is expected, that will also come. You don't require. There are many places. So our endeavor, the human energy, should be fully engaged in understanding Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Nothing. Other things we should minimize. Javadattha prayajanam. Just to maintain the body and soul together. You should live very nicely. You should not become weak by health. Otherwise you cannot execute. But don't eat more. Don't eat unnecessary things. Atyahara prayasasta prajalpa niyamatra. Atyahara. To eat more, to collect more than is required. That is forbidden by Rupa Goswami. Atyahara prayasasta prajalpa niyamatra. Lolam janasangasta. Sarabhi bhakti pranasat. So anartha nivitti, that is required, because we are surrounded by so many anarthas, unwanted things. They are all impediments, stumbling block on our progressive journey to Krishna realization. We must know what are the anarthas and how we shall get out of it. Thank you very much.